five as they spend time here in Santa Mencia and Church. And the way that came to my mind was driven. They're all very driven people, which I thought was very unique. Like, they're not a lot. They're like, oh, one kind of is social and hangs out with time, doesn't really have plans, and it's good that they're all like very focused and driven people in pretty much all of the main aspects of life. And so I thought about who they were as people and moving into the next stage of their life and the life that they are building, because they have really laid the first block of the foundation for the life they're beginning to build. And the next stage is going to be that next block you're going to keep building. And so as I thought about this, I thought about what are three metrics, and a lot of them are involved in sports or different scientific things, those are good words that make sense, so analytics metrics. There's many metrics that they can look to help them stay focused on how to keep building a life on Christ. The first one I thought of is the person you become. The main text we're going to be looking at today is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. If you have a Bible, you can turn. You can turn there. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. And this will become pretty much the main passage we're going to be hanging out on today. And in this passage, we're going to see these three different metrics. So when you hear people talk sometimes about achieving trophies, achieving goals, achieving medals or honors or awards, especially within the Christian context, sometimes they're even just in normal everyday life, people say, well, they'll just end up in a box and they gather dust. Right? It's been necessary to be striving for all these awards and accolades and trophies, because they can end up in a box at the end of the day, and no one's going to care about that. And even though that's part of that is true, they do end up in a closet somewhere, or maybe your office, and it's quite bad. There is something about thriving for really high achievements that pushes you to be a person that you didn't think maybe was in there, inside of you. My wife and I, we both work out. She works out in different ways. She does her home workouts. I work out in the gym. I always don't work out in the gym. I hate it. I don't understand how people enjoy working out. My wife really enjoys working out. I'm really talking about this on a walk the other day. And she says, God, I love when you look at the part of the workout and you feel like you can't go anymore. But when you kind of dig down inside of you and you just kind of give it that one last rest, and you just, I love it. That's what I love about working out, is that last push you have that you didn't realize you had in you. You found it. And that is the point I'm trying to make with the person you've become as the first metric for building your life on Christ. That each of you as graduates, you are going to keep pushing yourself. And I didn't want to say, well, don't do that. Keep pushing. Keep pushing for the things you think are not necessarily achievable, as far as the goals you want to achieve in life. But don't see that as the end result. Don't see that as the thing that makes you somehow a more complete person if you're able to get there. The point of pushing yourself to get the trophy, to get first place instead of second, to win the championship instead of just having fun, to push yourself, it's to dig down deep within inside of you to find things that you didn't know were there, and that develops you as a person, develops your relationship with Christ. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Sorry, chapter 12, verse 1. says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out. To keep pushing yourself, to keep being driven, you have to have perseverance. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, builds out this understanding of how these different character qualities come out and build into your life with Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 5, it's on the screen, and it's just a supplemental verse. It says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love is imparted into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Paul here says that through suffering, and putting yourself to achieve those higher goals, means sacrificing things of the average person that we want to sacrifice. But you guys will. You were put to this higher goal, that higher life that Christ calls you to. And in pushing through that, you will start feeling that perseverance. That perseverance over time then builds character within you. That character then produces a hope. And that hope is put in you because of God's love that has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It is Christ here within us that helps continue to push us forward to achieve those things that God's calling to and calling for us in our life. And in doing so, refines us. Refines us as in a refiner's fire to make our life more like Christ and to keep building a life for Christ. So that's the first thing. The person you become. The second, the person you behold. The person you behold. Many of you, and also our graduates, everyone deals with comparison. And as this generation deals with social media, between TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, Facebook, whatever sort of social media is out there, they're thinking having something in their face. They're beholding something. They're looking at it. They're beholding a screen. They may look at other people on campus or in their community and start to define themselves by who they're beholding around them, who they're seeing around them. And this comparison can feel good. This comparison starts to move you away from building life on Christ. To keep building that next step in your relationship with God in a life built for Christ. The person you behold is very important. The second person that you may behold other than the people around you on social media is you may look to yourself. You may think, I am the person I need to behold. I need to just look at me. And only me. And it's like this, the look and appearance to just self-strength. Looking to your own self or trying to get through something instead of looking to Christ. So, who are you beholding? Who are you guys going to be looking to for an example? Christ, or this passage says that we should fix our eyes on Jesus. Chapter 12, verse 2. Just fixing our eyes as beholding Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Paul says here in verse 2, we are to fix our eyes not on social media, we are not to fix our eyes on self. We are to fix our eyes solely on Christ, so that Christ can be formed within you. And so, my challenge for our graduates is, who are you beholding? Who are you looking to? How are you being shaped and molded by the examples you're looking at around you? And to encourage you to look clearly at Christ. Take time away from your phone. Don't look at screens as much. Okay? Don't care about what other people are doing in their life. It's just a struggle of what you see. So focus squarely on Christ and put your eyes on Jesus. And then lastly, the person you believe. The person you believe. Verse 3. So we'll continue in verse 2, but in verse 3. But for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so you will not grow weary and lose heart. Verse 3 says, consider him. That is Jesus. Consider. Think about. Ponder. How much do you believe in him? Consider him when you're going through these things, because you're pushing for those higher goals, you're pushing for that higher life. Believe in Jesus. Consider him. Look to him. And think about, dwell on his life, his sacrifice, his perseverance, who he was, and what he called. Become a believer in self. We start getting confused because we just don't look at self. We can't believe what society tells us. We can't believe maybe what people on campus may or may not be telling us. But we have to look and believe in Christ. Truly believe in him. And as you go into real world, you move away from your parents' household, and you start getting your own life and moving into independence, this natural stage and letting out of this freedom and independence, that is going to challenge you to really focus on your truth where you believe, where you think you believe. Do you truly believe in Jesus, or are you just going to church and youth group because that's what your parents wanted you to do? Right? Where are you actually going to place your foot down and say, this is what I believe, this is what I'm about, and I believe in Jesus? There's going to be challenges on college campuses. Different influences are going to come into your life. And believing in Jesus isn't going to be some abstract thing. You're going to have to make choices on your convictions. What I'm encouraging you to do is to solely believe in Christ, to stay connected to his word, and put your trust in him. And that he's the one God in your life, and he knows what true life is, and that you can place your life in his hands. These three methods, the person you become, the person you behold, and the person you believe, I think are important metrics, important guidelines that you need to be looking at and thinking about as you move into the next phase of life. So, Christ,